This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
A few years ago, Chick-fil-A did something quite remarkable. And no, it has nothing to do with their chicken sandwich. It had to do with their drive-thru. Yes, a drive-thru. That place where dreams go to die, where intercoms crackle like broken walkie-talkies, and where someone hands you a bag of food without ever making eye contact. For decades, we've all accepted the same universal truth. The fast food drive-thru is supposed to be a little bit frustrating. Slow, impersonal, barely functional, but just tolerable. But then Chick-fil-A looked at this very normal, very average system and said, what if it didn't have to be that way? And they changed everything. If you've never experienced it, here's what happens now. Instead of a lonely speaker box, you're greeted by an actual human being, outside, smiling, while holding an iPad like it's a VIP ticket to deliciousness. They get your order right, and then they say those two magical words that no other fast food chain dares to use. My pleasure. They didn't just add technology. They added humanity. They didn't just add lanes to their drive-thru. They added efficiency. And they didn't just increase the speed. They increased the delight. And because of that, some wild things began to happen. Lines would wrap around buildings. Cities redrew traffic routes. A single Chick-fil-A recorded hundreds of orders during a lunch hour. People would rather wait in a longer Chick-fil-A line than a shorter line anywhere else. Why? Because the ordinary became exceptional. And when something becomes exceptional, people notice. Here's what fascinates me. Chick-fil-A didn't create a new product. They didn't invent a new technology, and they didn't even build a new category of food. They looked at something that already existed, something that everyone else had accepted as just the way things are, and they dared ask this, could we make this better? And that's where the magic lives. Not always in a new idea, but maybe in a better execution of old ones. So let's make this work for you. Because chances are, somewhere in your life, your work, your relationships, your habits, you've accepted something simply because it's familiar. It's just the way we've always done it. Or this is just how the system works. There's no point in trying to fix it. But what if there is? What if the things that frustrate you today is the exact thing you were meant to improve? What if you're the person who sees the flaw, the inefficiency, the pain point, not to complain, but to transform it? Big ships turn slowly. Yes, agreed. But big ships do turn. What they need is someone brave enough to grab the wheel and hold on for dear life. Someone with imagination. Someone with determination. Someone willing to say, there's a better way. Let me show you. You see, innovation isn't always glamorous. It's not always winning awards or launching this billion-dollar startup. Sometimes innovation looks like a smoother system, a kinder interaction, a faster process, a better atmosphere, and maybe just a smile where a sigh used to live. Innovation is often small, but its impact rarely is. The question is, are you willing to stick your neck out for it? Are you willing to be the one who refuses to accept what's considered normal? Because the world doesn't change through complaints. It changes through through solutions. Through people who ask not why is it like this, but how could this be better? You don't need to redesign a drive-thru, but you can redesign your approach to a current problem. Your routine, your culture, your expectations, your creativity, or your courage. You can bring excellence where others bring excuses. You can bring thoughtfulness where others bring autopilot. You can bring humanity where others bring indifference. So, dare to be different. Dare to innovate. Dare to improve the thing everyone else has accepted as good enough. Because somewhere out there is a system, big or small, waiting for you to make it better. Waiting for you to turn ordinary into exceptional. And who knows? Maybe one day, people will line up around your building because you dared to ask a simple question. What if we could do this better?